location restrictions.
The Minnesota Department of Natural Resources and the Roseau River Watershed District are proposing to purchase farmland and water easements south of the Roseau Lake Basin. Watershed District Administrator Tracy Halstensgaard says Roseau Lake was drained in the early 1900s for agricultural purposes.
So it is very flood-prone land. It usually floods above elevation 1033, which is where impacts start to happen to agricultural land, about every other year currently.
Halstensgaard says the purpose of the project is to reduce flood damage and improve wildlife habitat. This will be achieved by embankments and structures along the Roseau River to better time floodwater storage in the Roseau Lake Basin.
What we're proposing to do in our project is create gated retention storage on the north side of the basin, which is mostly in public ownership at this point. And we would hold water there to the tune of about 20,000 acre feet of water till the river, Roseau River, has capacity to allow the outletting of that water. So for the land on the south side of the river, the impact and the footprint of the water will change slightly. And the idea would be to just change the timing of that flooding.
A coalition of landowners is voicing its opposition to this project. Halstensgaard encourages people with questions or concerns about the project to call the Roseau River Watershed Board office. Reporting Agriculture's Business, you're in tune with the Red River Farm Network.